1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The airman accused of leaking top-secret Pentagon documents may still have access to classified info. CBS's Rob LeGarry with details.
The Justice Department is urging a federal judge to keep 21-year-old Jack Texera, the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified Pentagon records, behind bars as he awaits trial. That's according to a new court filing released overnight. Calling him a flight risk and a danger to his community and national security, prosecutors allege Texera used his government computer to access some of the nation's most sensitive national security information and post the records in an online group chat.
A meeting of two leaders at the White House today. President Biden welcomed the president of South Korea. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe with details on the talks.
Ballistic missile tests by the North have increased in recent months, ratcheting up tensions on the peninsula. At the White House, the two men announced a new deterrence plan that would allow American nuclear-armed submarines to dock in South Korea for the first time in more than 40 years. A symbolic warning to the North, even if it aggravates tensions with China.
Samsung's operating profit was down 95% from where it was a year ago. Its first quarter net income fell 86% and sales dropped 18%. But Vanderbilt University business professor Ron Ford says,
this is a company with decades and decades of history and is the largest producer of microchips in the world. And that demand is not going away.
Meanwhile, Facebook parent company Meta's first quarter results surpassed expectations on both profit and revenue, sending its stock soaring in after-hours trading. E. Jean Carroll took the stand in the civil trial against former President Trump. She's accusing him of raping her in a department store dressing room nearly 30 years ago. Here's CBS's Elaine Keano.
Carroll never reported the alleged assault to police, but she says shortly after she told two friends what happened. They are scheduled to testify. Carroll first shared her story publicly in her 2019 autobiography. By then, it was too late for a criminal investigation, but a New York state law allowed Carroll to file a civil lawsuit. Trump says he has no plans to attend the trial and has repeatedly denied the allegations.
The latest company facing boycotts over its partnership with transgender social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney is
flawless to 100% poreless perfection. New Dream Liquid Mousse Foundation.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
The makeup company facing backlash stemming from a TikTok that Mulvaney posted showing off the cosmetic line while celebrating her 365th day of publicly identifying as a woman. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FREE. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, April 27th. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees will meet at 12:15 at the SCLS headquarters in Madison. In Wood County, the Health and Human Services Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the River Block Building in Room 206 in Wisconsin Rapids. Adams County will hold their economic development meeting from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. at Create Adams County, 159 East Ann Street in Adams. The Adams City Planning Commission will meet at 5 p.m. at the City Municipal Building. 30 minutes is reserved for public comment, and time will be adjusted according to the number of speakers. They will be discussing the Polish Flea Market and the Adams Flea Market, as well as permit applications and potential zoning for the Fire District Training Facility. Teen Game Day will take place at McMillan Memorial Library tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 39 overnight under overcast skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, high temperatures reach up to 65. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 42. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday and Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Blends of liability, responsibility, and gullibility. We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. It's 420 Eve, don't you know? And it's the happier, happier. And that means your calls are always welcome here. Expecting our little buddy Dominic back tomorrow on the airwaves. Returned from his European vacation. And I return today thanks to Matt and Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct. Don't forget to tune him in right here at 3 o'clock on the Civic Media Network. And Matt Rothschild filling in for me ably yesterday. Batman, thank you. Find him over at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, the vigilante group of watching the dark money and the good governance. So thank you to both the Mats. And thank you to Ebone for lightly screening the calls. We'll get to him in just a minute. I want to talk about my utter disappointment in the settlement by Dominion. It's horrible. And the fact that they accepted the settlement, of course, is financially prudent. My understanding, this corporation was only valued at $70 million. So when you hear you're getting paid 10 times the value of your corporation in a one-time settlement, you know why I care a lot about democracy. Crudy does. And I know you do as well because you're listening to this fine program. If you didn't care about democracy, you wouldn't listen. But you do. You care about democracy. And democracy needed a trial. We needed the trial. We need the public vetting of just how bad it is over at the Foxy News. And if you thought it was bad, let me tell you about their newest statement. Because let's not forget, they're not out of the frying pan yet. Foxy News is not. There's another defamation lawsuit from Smartmatic Corporation. And the Foxy News makes a remarkable statement just one day after the massive Dominion settlement. Now, it seemed like a lot of money, but Fox News grossed $14.2 billion, I believe, last year. They paid a settlement of like $750 million. It's a lot of money for a working stiff, but I mean, hell, they were $40 million in just in paying off Bill O'Reilly's former producers and those that made accusations against the man. And he thought they were dumb. O'Reilly thought Fox News was dumb for paying off Smartmatic nearly $800 million. But here's their newest statement coming from Fox News just a day later. Fox News on Tuesday agreed to a massive $780 million settlement with Dominion Voting Systems. And now the network is acting like absolutely nothing has changed. Axios Media reporter Sarah Fisher on Wednesday reported the Foxy News sent out a fresh statement about its ongoing litigation with electronic voting systems company Smartmatic that shows the network relying on the same tactics it used to try and defuse the Dominion litigation. This gets me fired up. I'm sorry if I'm stumbling on my words. I get fired up. Remarkable statement from Fox to me just now in response to Smartmatic's lawyer saying they're ready to pick up where Dominion left off. Those were the most encouraging words from the next litigant, Smartmatic's lawyers. That's what they said yesterday. We're ready to pick up where Dominion left off. And here is how Fox News decided to respond today. There is nothing more newsworthy than covering the president of the United States and his lawyers making allegations of voter fraud. They're blaming the coverage as newsworthy. Complete falsehoods? It's newsworthy. That's what they're claiming. Fox said in a preview of its defense against Smartmatic's allegations, it defamed them with segments suggesting they stole the 2020 election from former President Donald Trump. Freedom of the press is foundational to our democracy. Again, this is coming from Fox News. Freedom of the press is foundational to our democracy. It must be protected. In addition to the damages, claims being outrageous, unsupported, and not rooted in sound financial analysis. Well, Fox News, you just paid out almost a billion dollars. To the last people that brought a defamation suit that you defamed in a very similar fashion. So, of course, this newest statement is just, it's typical, right? This is the exact same defense that Fox News used in the lead up to its defamation trial with Dominion, where it eventually agreed to pay the company several times its net worth and acknowledged that it had reported false claims about the firm. Smartmatic is suing Fox News for even more money than the $1.6 billion that Dominion originally sought. Its lawyers have vowed to bring accountability to the network. I'm very much less clear that will be the case. I am very disappointed in this. And you know, it was supposed to be a trial. I'd had so much good material to work with. You know when it's a good idea to settle your lawsuit? When you're Fox News and some of the defense exhibits that you've presented are Simpsons clips, some from like 20 years ago. Let me read very briefly Raw Stories coverage. Fox News suggested on Tuesday that it would defend itself against defamation claims by showing a jury partial episodes of The Simpsons. When your defense are Homer Simpson and Bart, that's your defense? You're using snippets from Fox, cartoons to defend your news department? I would have settled also. 844-967-2789. I am fired up. Dynamo Dave, how you feeling? From Duluth, sir. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Charismatic Crudy. How you doing?
Good, man. I like that one. Yeah, sometimes it's stumbling, bumbling, Crudy. I got a Monday mouth on a Wednesday right now, Dynamo Dave, but I'll let you do the talking.
Yes, a couple of points I want to make. One is, how come I hope the next settlement that Fox has to do requires the people like Tucker Carlson and Bill O'Reilly, or not Bill O'Reilly, whoever that other guy is, those people have to speak, you know, do an apology, each one of them. Everybody on the every show on there must do an apology to the American.
There is, and Dynamo Dave is, as I'm sure you well know, there is no contrition being offered publicly by Fox News and the Dominion settlement. They took the cash. It's a lot of cash. It's a lot of cash, Dave. But they really didn't hold Fox News accountable in a public fashion. There is no statement of guilt from Fox News.
Yeah.
Certainly there's no testimony from Rupert, Tucker, or Hannity.
Right. The evening shows were the worst, of course. As it was shown by the evidence based on those texts and stuff by Tucker and emails and stuff. But it's just, I don't know if we can, I think we have to try change the name from Fox News to just plain Fox propaganda.
Well, you know, they would have to agree to it. And while I would feel it also propaganda, I don't know that they would take our suggestion. What do you think?
It's worth a try, right? Oh, anyway. It's like you have to, you know, maybe you should have to have a license to be the news reporter or something, just like some other things in life require licensing.
You know, Dave, it's strange. I am operating under FCC regulated licensing in approximately 12 different markets right now. And if I were to say something so offensive that I crossed the FCC, they could yank the licensing of our institution. And it's crazy to me, Dave. Here in the state of Wisconsin, we have two right-wing talk radio outfits. Under prior ownership, WTMJ, when it was owned by Scripps, someone did a Zapple doctrine complaint. Someone said, effectively, they're just as bad. They're effectively telling lies for fun and profit on right-wing talk radio in the state of Wisconsin. Made complaints directly to the FCC. Pulled their licensing. When they were up for renewal, the proper time for the public to say, hey, we object. And effectively, the FCC said, in one case, one group said, First Amendment, we can say whatever we want, which is very similar to what Fox News said, right? And the other one said, we're just entertainment. You can't possibly believe what we say is true, which I believe was also Fox News's purpose of using like Homer Simpson clips and such. Dynamo Dave, yeah, man, there was no real harm done to them. The bottom line smack that Fox News is inconsequential. They save billions that they would have lost reputationally if they'd have gone through this trial. If Rupert Murdoch and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson have to come out and basically say, we lie for fun and profit on TV, then the FCC, they're a cable outfit. They're not an over-the-air operator in the same way, Dave. They wouldn't lose the right to be cable news. Cable news is not regulated in the same way by the FCC. But they would lose a significant portion of their audience, and I would relish that stuff. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
Yeah, hey, you know, do you remember when cable television first came about and they were saying, oh, it's supposed to be a la carte where you get to choose your channels, but your fees, you know, I think $4 of everybody's like Comcast or Xfinity fee and things like that, go back to paying to Fox News and other channels, but one like $4 goes straight
to carriage fees.
So for every subscriber. Yeah, and it's like, wait a minute. I thought cable's supposed to be a la carte. So if you're a customer, you should just be able to say, I don't want that. I don't want to pay that $4 in my bill. You'd think there'd be a way for consumers to fight back in that regard.
Well, you could cut the cable, Dave, and of course you could not watch. But above and beyond that, man, you know, I can't not pay for all the channels on the cable dial that I don't like to watch.
Well, why do they call it a la carte then?
I don't know, man. You got to take that up with the cable guy. I could barely handle radio most days. Come back with us. Your phone calls are going to get us through this happy hour, the hump day edition, 420 Eve. But
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
It's 32 degrees.
My disappointment is immeasurable. And my day is ruined.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. My utter disappointment is the settlement. Fox News, Dominion Software. And Dominic, I thought he was back today. Not till tomorrow. I hope you're not disappointed. Don't hang up on me now. 844-967-2789. Getting to you next, callers. And I didn't mean to be offensive to you, the good CJ. So if you're patient, you'll be next. But let me just say this. There might be a silver lining in the settlement. And here it is. Following Tuesday's stunning, my source, the Daily Beast. Following Tuesday's stunning last-minute decision by Fox News to wave the white flag and settle with Dominion Voting Systems for $787.5 million, rather than going through a grueling six-week defamation trial, much of the focus is centered on how this will impact the conservative cable giant going forward. A scratch on the surface, individually, this particular case. They got off cheap and easy with this settlement, Crudy's assessment. And while Dominion is now in the rearview mirror for Fox, the voting machine firm still has pending lawsuits against fringe right cable networks Newsmax and One America News, as well as Trump acolytes Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Pell, Mike Lindell, and Patrick Byrne. Smartmatic, another voting software company implicated in MAGA conspiracies of stealing the 2020 election from Trump, also has an upcoming $2.7 billion suit against Fox and the other individuals, which has been waved through for trial. And just like Dominion, Smartmatic is suing OAN and Newsmax over their election lies. Fox Corporation, the parent company of Fox News, currently has the financial strength to absorb the impact of the massive check it will cut to Dominion. Yes, they got the money. That's the sad part. This is not going to change how they operate. That is the sad part. This $800 million is not really accountability. They got off cheap and easy. But I read on from the Daily Beast. Fox Corporation, the parent company of Fox News, currently has the financial strength to absorb the impact of the massive check it will cut. The media conglomerate has a market cap of $17.3 billion and an enterprise valuation of $20.6 billion. Fox Corp. CEO Lachlan Murdoch recently claimed the company has $4.1 billion cash on hand. Of course, Smartmatic is seeking nearly twice that much as Dominion did, and they might have a case. But here's the silver lining, folks. I'm going to jump ahead. Still, Fox's resources provided them the opportunity to negotiate huge settlements in these cases in a team attempt to sweep away the issue without any public apologies or overt admissions of guilt, all while operating as business as usual. Newsmax and OAN, however, almost certainly do not have that same luxury. No,
they're going to be broke. They're going to be broken by these lawsuits. There is still the possibility of corporate bankruptcy, which could be reorganization. University of Tennessee journalism professor Stuart Brotman told the Daily Beast. You know, that's what Alex Jones is trying to do. Both channels are much smaller than Fox News and don't enjoy the large corporate backing of the conservative cable giant. Neither company is publicly traded, so it's difficult to assess their valuations. Conservative businessman Robert Herring, who launched OAN in 2013, pegged the network's value in 19 at $250 million. However, that was almost entirely due to the channel's deal with DirecTV at the time, as an accountant swore under oath at the time that OAN's value would be zero without the AT&T-backed satellite carrier. I don't know if you know this, but technically the cable companies pay stations like OAM for the right to carry them. And Newsmax CEO Chris Ruddy, meanwhile, claimed his channel was worth more than $200 million in the late 2020s. This was just as the pro-Trump network was experiencing exponential audience growth thanks to its full-throated embrace of election denialism, a tactic it used to poach MAGA viewers angry with the Fox News over its Arizona call. And just like Fox News, Dominion is seeking $1.6 billion from both OAN and Newsmax, and there'll be no settlements. So, it will not take down Fox News, but it may take down these other two networks, and we'll see about Smartmatic. They claim they're fighting it all the way to trial. I sure do hope so. CJ from Beaver Dam, the good CJ. Welcome, sir.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, how you been?
Hey, I hope you had a good time out in Vegas, or Osh Vegas. Well, it wasn't Osh Vegas, but
that's... No, it was the real Vegas.
I had a territory.
A good time. My wife and I enjoyed the show and the late nights, but what I didn't enjoy was the conference. I was underwhelmed by the NAB, so I won't go back next year.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's a disappointment. Other times it's a winner. Hey, I just want to say Dominion's just simply the latest porn star paid off by the Republicans.
Yeah.
And $130,000, does she think she's feeling cheated? I think so. She goes, I could have held out for a lot more.
Well, you
and
know,
the other thing is,
you recall Trump was trying to hold out to the election. He didn't even want to pay Stormy the $130,000, but you go, CJ.
Yeah, I know. But the other thing I said is I only pray that the Republican Party keeps up with their bat guano crazy. And then on top of that, do you think Clarence Thomas is going to take up the ruling on interracial marriage?
I'm not clear what Clarence Thomas will do. I mean, I think he likes his interracial marriage.
So, and lastly, the thing that's got me most agitated today is it's funny how the FBI had this airman cornered and perp walked within 2 weeks of finding out the IP addresses. And the former buffoon is still on his sixth hole.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I don't understand that. So Jim Santel needs to answer that question, is how can we walk this perp within 2 weeks? And yet, 300 documents sat at Mar-a-Lago, unsupervised for 2 years.
It's an excellent question, CJ. Maybe the former, this young kid, will set the precedent for the other guy. You know, the guy down at Mar-a-Lago. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. The happier happy hour rolls on. More of your calls, 844-96-PARTY.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about. And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's unemployment is at an all-time low with 2.5% reported in March of 2023. Adams County currently has the highest unemployment rate in the entire state at 6.4%. Adams County wants to get people working. Their job center is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday. There's computer access to search for jobs and assistance to help build resumes and learn interviewing skills. They have job market information, can help with career planning, and even put you in touch with other agencies. UWSP alumni came together for their day of service to help keep area kids fed. A few dozen volunteers worked yesterday morning to pack blessings in a backpack. The program helps make sure students have enough to eat outside of school. Volunteers were able to pack about 2,000 bags in an hour. These food packs will benefit students in Wausau, Mosinee, and DC Everest school districts. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 39 overnight under overcast skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, high temperatures reach up to 65. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 42. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday and Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
State Street, if you're in the Madison area, they got great deals. It's 420. Come on down. 844-967-2789. One quick headline, then back to the phones. Now, Fox News got off the hook on their anticipated trial. But, you know, the former president has a civil trial of his own starting next week. And apparently, in his most recent court filings, he let the court know he wants to stay away because of the traffic. Let me read a little of this reporting. Trump's attorneys have reportedly claimed in court documents that although He would like to appear in court to face a civil defamation suit from a woman he has denied raping decades ago. He might stay away as much as possible because of traffic and related travel concerns associated with the arrival of a former president, Joseph Tacopita. If you've seen this guy, you know who he is. Joseph Tacopita, Trump's attorney, wrote to the judge that Trump was merely trying to save New Yorkers from experiencing traffic jams, blocked streets, and other nuisances that marked Trump's arraignment visit, according to the New York Times. Trump's attorney was previously scolded by the U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan on Tuesday after the lawyer reportedly asked questions about an anonymous jury. You're not supposed to do that, you jack nut. The trial is set to begin on Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Lower Manhattan, according to the New York Times report. But Mr. This is a quote from their report. But Mr. Tacopina noted that when Trump appeared at the nearby Manhattan State Supreme Court for his recent arraignment on the unrelated criminal charges, Franklin D. Roosevelt Drive was shut down for a significant period while Mr. Trump traveled to the courthouse streets within a three-block radius of the court were blocked off while he was there, and he was constantly accompanied by a dozen Secret Service agents. It continues. For Mr. Trump to appear at a federal courthouse, Mr. Tacopina told Judge Lewis A. Kaplan, his movements would need to be coordinated each day that he was present by a Secret Service advance team hours beforehand. The team would then have to develop a tactical plan. The plan would reportedly include courthouse floors being locked down and the courthouse personnel being confined to their offices, according to the New York Times. The letter purportedly asked that Trump's presence be excused unless and until he is called by either party to testify at the trial, which is expected to last about a week. Well, that starts next week, Tuesday. At least that's what we're being told. 844-967-2789. Calls up round here, lightly screened by our buddy E-Bone. You could be next. In this case, it's going to be Jack from Merrimack. How you doing, Jack?
Just peachy keen, as usual.
Awesome, man.
It's a good thing that at least Fox, that spell F-A-U-X News, got some consequences from their misinterpreting our Constitution. Instead of, it says free speech, and instead of that, they made it out to be free lies. And hopefully what will happen is this next big suit will actually hit the courts, and you know, we'll see it spread all over the news, except, of course, the famous three channels. That would be Fox News and OAN and so-called Newsmax.
Howard Kurtz is the media reporter for Fox News, in my understanding, and I didn't watch it live, but he was on Neil Cavuto's show when Fox News made this settlement, right? His employer settled. And he refused to report the amount of the settlement, which was somewhat staggering, Jack, $780 million, something like that. But he wouldn't say, and he said, unless it was independently verified. And I'm thinking, what, suddenly Fox News got standards? And then Neil Cavuto said it was $787.5 million, I believe. Jack, isn't that funny? Guy didn't want to say on Fox News that Fox News had just settled for nearly $1 billion for not telling the truth.
Well, yeah, this is very typical of these extremist right wingers. Double down on everything, deny everything, blame somebody else for everything. I mean, we've heard it all. We've been hearing it for at least a decade, if not longer.
Do you see what Fox News did the other day?
Not surprising.
They bought a full page ad on Monday in the New York Times, I believe. We are still the most trusted name in news. And they presented a graph where 42%, you know, relatively speaking, in some graphic poll, they were number one in most trusted category. Still, we are still the most trusted name in news. And they preceded that in the New York Times, and then they settled for $800 million for lying, of course.
Ah, yes, that's Fox News, most trusted.
And then I don't know if you heard, Jack, but they came out with a separate statement today, basically making all the same denials in the upcoming Smartmatic lawsuit.
Yep, deny. And when you can't get away with that, claim free speech. And when you can't get away with that, blame somebody else. So that's their typical approach to something like this. And I one other thing, I have to love the fact that Trump is so concerned about the traffic in New York that he doesn't want to.
No, he's a good guy.
Cause traffic jams.
Come on, who wants to inconvenience their fellow New Yorkers? He has such a great reputation there these days.
Well, it's outrageous that this traitor, and that's what he is, because he very clearly conspired to try to overturn the government of the United States. There's no other term for it than treason. I guess sedition, because I guess the Russians were somewhat involved, but it's probably still just sedition. But that should be sufficient. Why he's still walking around outside of an orange jumpsuit, I have no idea.
Nor I, Jack. But you may be encouraged to find, and I believe caller Mark might have pointed this out, or Dick perhaps, Trump's legal advisor, Boris Epstein, next to appear before the special counsel's grand jury. It's being reported longtime advisor to Donald Trump, Boris Epstein, was sitting at the lawyer's table after his boss was booked into the Manhattan court. Now he's going to be sitting for special counsel Jack Smith, the New York Times reported Wednesday. Epstein is the second Trump lawyer to be called to answer questions, the other being Evan Cochran, who recently revealed that since he was forced to testify, he must recuse himself from the stolen documents case. It's unclear whether Epstein would have to be doing a lot of work during the trial for the documents case or the January 6th case, or if his purpose is as a campaign advisor. Grand jury investigations are secret, so only Epstein could reveal what the case is about. Mr. Epstein continues to assist the president. I guess that means Trump, because I know he ain't working for Biden. Mr. Epstein continues to assist the president in coordinating the legal efforts, including battling against witch hunts by the deranged radical Jack Smith and the weaponized woke Department of Justice. See what he did there? That, according to Trump spokesperson Stephen Chung, the news came after the Washington Post report that Epstein could be taking a step back among the Trump advisors. Boris Epstein will still work for Trump and is viewed as one of his most trusted confidants, but he's unlikely to continue to work directly with some of the outside counsel handling the pair of criminal probes into Trump's possible. Sorry, choked on that, kind of like I think it was Jake Tapper yesterday trying to read the statement from Fox News in real time. You know, they're going to continue to uphold the highest of journalistic standards. That was their statement as they made this settlement for $800 million for lying on the air. I choked a little when I said it. Let me repeat that. Boris Epstein will still work for Trump and is viewed as one of his most trusted confidants, but he is unlikely to continue to work directly with some of the outside counsel handling the pair of criminal probes into Trump's possible mishandling, I know it's hard to say, possible mishandling of classified documents at his Florida home and key aspects of the January 6, 2021 attack probe, according to these people who spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe private deliberations by his legal team. Epstein was forced to hand over his cell phone to federal agents last year for the investigations into Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election. It was seized by federal agents. Epstein, however, has not ever been cited as a target of the investigation. Well, that's good. He ain't a target, at least not yet. 844-967-2789. Did I also mention, I may not have mentioned, do you find people listening right now in Radio Land all across the Civic Media Network and on KTNF in Minneapolis and WCPT, 820 AM in Chicago? The debt ceiling. Finally, the Republicans have put forth their plan. Do you want to know what it is? It's a start. It's something. It's something more than nothing. Up until now, they had nothing. They had no plan. You want to hear about their plan? I think you do. House GOP, according to thehill.com, House GOP's long-awaited debt limit bill features a $1.5 trillion increase. Again, when it's the debt limit they're raising, that's money they already spent. That's just okaying money expenditures that have already been okayed. Doesn't change future spending. It okays past spending. House Republicans' go-to-loan debt limit bill pairs a debt ceiling increase expected to last into next year with what Speaker Kevin McCarthy said would be about a $4.5 trillion in savings generated in part by cutting Biden administration priorities. So they're going to cut the budget $4.5 trillion. Swell. The bill released on Wednesday, dubbed the Limit Save Grow Act. Limit Save Grow. It's almost, if they could have just found an M, it would damn near be a MAGA act. Aims to raise the debt limit by $1.5 trillion through March 21st, 2024, whichever comes first. So in other words, we'd do this debt limit standoff again next year because it's an election year next year. It proposes reverting discretionary spending caps to fiscal 2022 levels by limiting growth to 1% annually over the next decade. So they're going to set limits for what, the next two presidencies? While Republicans have long said discretionary spending cuts would not target defense spending, nothing in the bill explicitly protects defense spending, leaving that spending up to appropriators. The move to release a debt limit increase bill comes as President Biden has refused to negotiate with McCarthy on the matter, calling for a clean debt limit increase, not paired with any other policy points. Now that we have introduced a clear plan for responsible debt limit increase, they have no more excuse and refuse to negotiate, McCarthy said in a House speech. A clearly disingenuous House speech. Hey, E-Bone, screen them up for me, fella. 844-967-2789. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. Now that we've introduced, that's what McCarthy said. The bill is expected to get a floor vote next week, but with just a four-vote majority, McCarthy will have to work to ensure it reaches majority support. He does not have majority support, I suspect. So they're going to bring it to the floor, and he's not going to have majority support. He'll barely have, I don't think he'll capture his entire caucus. McCarthy told reporters today that he's confident about the bill's chances of passage. Nancy Pelosi never rolled out confident. She was always, she could whip. She knew what her count was. She never chanced it. She was never rolling, hoping for a hard eight. You know what I'm saying? Nancy Pelosi knew how to govern. Kevin McCarthy, much less so. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together.
And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Still time for your contribution. Phone calls next at 844-967-2789. One quick news update, you know, all things legal, I guess. Former Trump Org CFO Alan Weisselberg is released from Rikers Island Jail. Has it been 5 months already? Let me read from the CNN briefly. Alan Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, was released from jail on Wednesday after serving roughly 4 months for his role in a decade-long tax fraud scheme. Weisselberg, who remains loyal to former President Donald Trump, was sentenced in January to 5 months in jail as part of the plea deal, which involved him pleading guilty to 15 felonies and testifying against his former employer at the criminal tax fraud trial. Two Trump Organization entities were convicted and fined the maximum penalty, $1.6 million. Weisselberg began working for Trump's father, Fred, roughly 50 years ago, and then became a close advisor to Trump, seeing his business through bankruptcies and revivals. Weisselberg remained on leave from the company even after he was criminally charged. He was let go from the company and given a generous severance deal in January. A person familiar with the arrangement previously told CNN, prosecutors from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office have pressured Weisselberg in the past and again more recently with criminal charges to try and gain his cooperation in investigations involving Trump. And even during the trial of the Trump entities, Weisselberg did not implicate Trump or any of his family members. Now, there's some real loyalty. 844-967-2789. I guess he did his time on Rikers. Now back to the cush lifestyle of being the Trump Org CFO. Gary from Philly. Welcome, Gary. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cody. Firstly, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate the show all the way in the middle of the country. I wish we had something like that out here in Philadelphia. I listen to you guys every day.
Gary, I wish I knew you when I was last in Philly, man. We partied our ass off. That town parties. I like Philly.
Well, I think you would have been terrific here, except for me. I'm sober, so.
Well, fair enough. You could have been our designated driver, Gary.
Well, in that case, you would have been in total luck.
Yes, sir.
In any event, in response to your question, you know, how do you feel about the decision yesterday? Actually,
yes, sir.
The way I feel is that I'm angry at the choice that Dominion made from the point of view of America as a whole.
Sure.
And that is that it says once again to me that you're guilty in America until you come up with enough money to negotiate your innocence. And
or
seems to be the way it.
Or buy silence, yeah, or pay off the victim or whatever the case may be. That's how the rich and powerful have done it since the beginning of time, Gary. And then, you know, depending on what your faith is, you even buy your way into heaven, don't you?
Yeah, maybe, who knows, but I found it incredibly frustrating. And since the media, you know, MSNBC, which is the station I generally watch, was, you know, talking about this case for at least 2 months, and just about everyone else, all media was talking about this case. For me, at least, it became an even bigger disappointment, because at some point I actually want to believe that, that things are fair here, and they are not. And we get to see that once again with this case. You know, we've watched Trump buy himself freedom. We're now watching, another organization, probably, I think, the most dangerous organization in the world as far as democracy is concerned, buy themselves the appearance of innocence. And it is just killing me that this is what we have. And that's all I got for you today.
Gary, you know what the good news is? And I got a question for you, but let me make one quick statement. The good news is we still had the discovery. We still know what was said by everyone from Sean Hannity. Tucker Carlson literally hated Trump. Rupert Murdoch admitted effectively they're only serving their own greed through Fox News. Now, will that breakthrough to the MAGA loving Fox News viewer? Probably not, because they're not going to report it on Fox News, just as Howard Kurtz.
Exactly.
But, you know, you still got to hope that the independents, the thoughtful people, those that would have turned once upon a time to Fox News for a counterbalanced news report, they're not going to turn there anymore. I would hope those that
That's
are paying
my
wish. Attention are going to turn away from Fox. Certainly you would hope the sponsors would, but you know what? Life ain't fair, man. I'm not holding my breath, Gary.
No, and I don't think that you can hold your breath, or it's important to hold your breath. I'm just saying that it was incredibly disappointing to
yes.
see it in one more time.
I call it utterly disappointing. Gary, let me ask you, I've heard rumors, John Fetterman, your recently elected senator, who then had checked in for depression and very courageous to go public with that. He also dropped a little video on his Twitter stream the other day. Basically, he admitted there's a body double, and it was tongue in cheek. It was humorous, but it was like two John Fettermans. Like, where am I supposed to be today? Oh no, where am I supposed to be?
Right.
You know, like he's got the body double. You know, so. I appreciate a sense of humor. Is it concerning at all to Pennsylvanians that your senator hasn't really served yet?
I think it's mostly concerning from the point of view of votes. Those people who really, in my opinion, those people who are really behind Fetterman, I think, will not waver. I think that they were actually, just like you, taken by the humanity of the man, which is what got him into office in the first place. This is a guy who strolls around in shorts and a hoodie and really represents the people. And that we felt, and I think I know I feel, is a truly unusual place to be. He put himself out there pretty much all the time, talking to the people, being with the people, unlike Bob Casey, who... I hardly ever hear of, see of, and he tends to fall into the traditional senatorial, you know, milieu of not approaching us until there's an election. So,
well, the good news, Gary, is that only comes every 6 years on the Senate side, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's true. So,
well, you're talking about the governor, though. I'm sorry.
I guess. I will always be happy.
Is Casey's your other senator? I'm thinking of J.D. Vance from Ohio, another despicable
creature.
No, I'm
talking about Casey. Bob. Yeah.
You know, Gary, I got to spend more time.
Casey's another Democrat, but he's a completely different Democrat than Fetterman.
Yeah.
From the point of view of the way that he presents.
Gary, I got to spend more time in Pennsylvania.
I don't want to hold up the other guy, so. Sorry?
I got to spend more time in Pennsylvania, man. I hear it's like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, and it's the vast in between. And it's from the vast
in
between.
Yeah, we call it Pennsylvania.
Well,
I mean, George Lincoln Rockwell lived here.
Gary, you know who else lives in that part of the state? Our friend.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.com.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.